This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
So we're talking about the human being becoming Baal HaShlemus, the master of his own perfection. And the fact that there's a place for work and there's a place for schar. The difference between Olam HaZeh and Olam Habo. Simon Dalet, V'ulam kefi yischalef zmanoi kach royush yischalef matzovo yishar mikrov. Just as the time changes, so the time for working and the time for reward, also the conditions and circumstances need to change. All the period of his endeavors, the time for his shtadlus, he needs a certain quality. Where he needs at his disposal everything which he will require in order to achieve this endeavor. Perush. That is, his most important kli, his most important utensil for the achievement of that requirement is the war, the battle, the challenge. If he doesn't have challenge, he will never become a master. The only way that a person masters something is through challenging it. So the most important element in Olam HaZeh, I don't think anybody would say such a thing. What's the most important element in Olam HaZeh? So some people would say money and some people would say Torah. But the so the Derech Hashem defines the most important element in this Olam is Milchoma, challenge. That's why there's so much war in the world. It's misdirected, it's challenge. Challenge is the most important thing. There needs to be challenge, there needs to be battle, there needs to be, and if people aren't directing that challenge to their personal growth, then they challenge each other in other ways, and challenge develops into conflict. And where's the who are the adversaries in this challenge? Bein haseichel v'hachomer, intellect versus matter. That's the area of challenge. V'lo yeh lo yedover sheyakev es hachomer milishloit v'lasos es sheloi kefi ashir haroyilot. And there should be nothing that should stop matter ruling and achieving its own victory as far as it's able to do. And there should be nothing inhibiting the seichel, the intellect, from doing its thing. So both matter, the powers of matter, the forces of matter, and the forces of intellect have to have free rein to an equal extent. Otherwise there won't be challenge. And likewise, there should be nothing causing matter to grow too strong. And there should be nothing that is directing the intellect to grow more than it should do. On the one hand, we might think that it would be far preferable to have the seichel stronger than matter. Nevertheless, for the kavono amisis, for the true kavono, the way that Ribbono Shel Olam really wants it, for the human being, shehuknias hashlemus bishtadlusu, which is the acquisition of perfection through his own efforts. That's the tachlis habriyah. If one has to ask oneself, what is the tachlis habriyah? What is the purpose of creation? The purpose of creation is the acquisition of perfection through man's own efforts. The purpose is not perfection, and the purpose is not the acquisition of perfection. It is the acquisition of perfection through man's own efforts. That's the definition of the purpose of creation. And with that, bearing that in mind, that the purpose of creation is the acquisition of perfection through man's own efforts, einenu tov, it wouldn't be good if the seichel was disproportionately strong. So this world has to be designed with challenge at every corner, at every point. There's got to be challenge. Uvizman kibbutz chari neiroi lushiyev matzav hepchilazeh. But for the olam habo, that's the opposite. There we don't want challenge anymore. That's the time for resting. Ki neikol mashiyeh achoy meshulit b'yisus man. If matter had power in olam habo, ki neilo ayo olam machashichu ma'akev ala neshoma shelotis dabik bevoyre. It would be an interference for the neshoma to come close to Hashem yisborach. V'alkeni neiroi hu shelot tishloit az elu haneshoma. So it is proper that in the time of Olam Habo there should be nothing but Neshoma, and matter should be totally subservient to soul, to spirit, so that it has no power to hold back and inhibit the Neshoma at all. So we need a time and place where the Neshoma is completely master over the body, over the Chomer. And we need a time and place where the Chomer and the Neshoma have equal strength. That's Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. Those are the two areas of that. From Namarke Nivru Shnei Olamos, and therefore two worlds were created. Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. It's so beautiful the way he structures it. There cannot be anything but Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. Life would be absurd if it weren't for the existence of these two places. Ha'olam Hazeh, this world is Hamokum V'Achukim Ativim Shiloi. The place and its natural laws, are all designed for man's purpose of endeavor, to serve man during the time of his acquisition of perfection through his own efforts. And the place and rules that govern olam habo, that's what man needs for the period of his reward. I think we need to just do hey to get the picture a little bit clearer. And the next principle that you need to know in the study of the function of mankind, that is that the human race was not originally intended as we now see it. That was not the way it was meant to be. For there's been a big change in mankind. Vehu inyan chetoi shel Odom Arishon, which revolves around the sin of Odom Arishon. Shenishtanu boi ha'odom v'ha'ilom mima shehoyo b'tchilo. Man and the environment changed at the time of the chet of Odom Arishon from what it was originally intended. So the description that we've had this far on the Derech Hashem was man and his environment as it was originally intended. There was a change at the time of the sin, which we need to get into perspective. There are many different aspects to this change which took place, and we shall discuss them further on. And therefore, when we talk about the human species and its different aspects, we are talking in double talk. There are two dimensions to it. Sometimes we are referring to humanity before the sin, and sometimes to humanity after the sin. The Chumash Nevayir Oid Be'ezras Hashem, as we shall still explain. Hinei Odom Arishon Be'ez Yitziroso Heyo Mamesh Bo'yiso HaMatzav Shezachanu Adhen. Odom Arishon, at the time of his creation, was exactly in that state which we have herein described. That state of absolute equal balance between the two. Dahenu Shu Heyo Murkav Min Shnei HaChalokim HaEvcheim Shezachanu. He was made up of the two parts that we have discussed, Shehem HaNashoma V'Haguf. Uvimetziyus Oyushnei HaInyonim HaTov V'Hara. And in the reality there were two concepts, good and bad. V'hu Oymed B'Shikul Beinehem. And Odom Arishin before the sin remained at an absolutely perfect balance between these two forces of good and evil. L'hidarbeik B'mashi Yitzimahim. To attach himself to ever of the two he pleased. V'hinei Oyoroi Eloishi Yivchol B'Toyim. And it would have been fit for him to choose good. The Yagbir Nishmosoy al Gufoy, thereby overpowering his body with his soul, the Sichloy al Choimroy, and his intellect would overpower his matter, the Ozho Yomishtale Miyad, and then immediately he would have achieved perfection, the Nach Bishlemus Lanetzach, and mankind would have been assured of perfection forever. It was meant to be a one step thing. All the Marishan had to take one step, one choice, and then mankind would have tipped the scales, and the whole of the Bria would have found itself in the state of Shlemus, and then the world could have continued to develop the way that Ribono Shel Olam had ideally intended it. But that's not how it works, and the next part of the Perek deals with what Adam HaRishon did and the effect that Adam's sin had on the world, and how we're going to get back to the pre-Chet HaRishon state. Sorry, the first part? No, before Adam HaRishon. Yes, perfect, that it's perfectly balanced. That was the purpose of the Bria at the time that Adam was created. Yeah. No. When Adam was created, Tov and Ra were equal. Adam must make it stronger. A man must make the one stronger. But that's our hishtadlus. The Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't going to make one stronger than the other, but we must make one stronger than the other. No, in Bria, in facing mankind, when mankind is put into the environment, he must be faced with two perfectly equal choices. Okay, so that will come to when we do the post-Adam. But that state which is described up till now is the intention of the Bria. The intention of the Bria is a perfectly weighted good and bad, with Adam in the middle to make one choice. The moment he tips the scale in the favor of Tov, mankind is assured of Shlemus. But for various reasons, Adam decided not to do that, and so it was tipped in the other direction. And how we handle that is the subject of the rest of the Sefer. You mean after the time of Adam HaRishon, what would the Milchoma have been?
Before,
at the time of Adam HaRishon, the Milchoma is perfect balance.
What sort of achievement you can have if you don't have any war?
You have a war with two armies equally battled. That's the worst kind of war to have, equally placed.
Yeah,
Tov and Ra were equally powerful.
But it was designed that he would go for the good way.
Not designed, it was given absolutely free will. And he didn't, he went for the bad. So you see what a strong milchama it was. It was so strong that he lost. But then it would have been different. From there onwards, things would have been different. But he didn't. He chose the other way. And that affected the whole Bria. That affected the whole creation in a way which we'll learn. And how we've got now, what our avodah now becomes is slightly different to what it was originally intended to be. Rabbi, so just before I leave off, as I mentioned on Shabbos, I might be away for a couple of weeks, starting from the end of this week. So the Shirim and Emirat Hashem, everything will carry on more or less as usual, with slight alterations here and there, but basically we'll try and structure it that it carries on as much as possible as it has in the past. One thing I would like to point out, and that's emerging again from Friday night, is the feeling of commitment which is somewhat lacking, and it expresses itself in not so much in coming or not coming, but also in timing with Shiurim as well, a matter of coming on time. I know it's hard to get here on time, but it's not that much harder to get here on time than it is to get here late. If we started the Shiur half an hour late, it would still be always a problem. And that in period that I'm away is Tanu Rabbonan Kol Shechavti Bishmiroso Yichsharti Es Nizkei.